How you start your day and how you end your day matters. So let's talk about it. Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset leadership expert. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs over at Heather Gray Consulting. And today I want to talk to you about the way we start and end our days. And for some people, this is just going to be specific to starting and ending your business days. For others of you who are probably more like me, it's going to be how to actually start and end your day in a way that gets you closer to the life and business you want for yourself. I came into the month of May. I know all of you are going to be listening to this in June as I'm pre-batching and pre-recording content for you guys, but I came into the month of May with a lot of aspirations and goals. I wanted to get some systems lined up better for how I communicate with people in my onboarding process when clients sign up for me. I wanted to start working on some visibility and marketing and blog posts. In addition, I also wanted to start thinking about expanding my outreach and my connections on the LinkedIn platform, because I've largely avoided LinkedIn or sort of been inconsistent with LinkedIn. But at the end of the day, I think it's a platform that I need to be on, but I need to learn about it and I need to learn how to effectively manage it for my business. So I had these big, hairy, scary goals for myself. More typically of me, I'm working on one thing a month. I have one overarching goal for working on my business versus in my business. But for the month of May, I felt like I was diversifying some of my goals. They didn't cover every part of my business, but I certainly was trying to get a whole look at my business as I rounded out Q2. And one of the things I started to notice towards the middle of the month, so, you know, the 15th of May or so, you guys are going to be listening to this into the June, but, you know, sometime last week or so, I started to notice that I was waking up agitated. I was sort of already buzzing in terms of like my eyes would open and I'd immediately be thinking, okay, what am I going to do today? I have this for, you know, I have this amount of work to do. I have this call that I have to do. I have to respond to this person. I haven't done this yet. And then when I was going to bed, it was the same damn thing. Suddenly it was like, okay, so tomorrow I'm going to make sure I address this. Tomorrow I'm going to do this. And it was that buzzing, nervous, worried, anxiety, whatever you want to call it, fueled perspective on business that I have to do this, I have to do that. And when I reflect on the buzzing at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, the first thing I can tell you is it didn't work. It did not serve me. It did not serve my business. I actually have been less productive this month than in most of the months preceding. This has been a banner month for me, and I don't necessarily say that with pride, more like sarcasm, for starting things that I said I would and not finishing them. I have two drafted, you know, articles in my inbox that I've started and I haven't finished. I have systems that I, you know, sort of outline but then never began to implement. And that has become the theme of the month. And I'm glad to be catching it off, you know, off at the pass, because I can hold accountability with myself and do better next month. But one of the things that I really started to see is the less I did, the more anxious I got. The more sort of diversified I was in my attention, the less I got done. So one of the things I really learned, and, you know, self-evaluation is always so important here, is that I don't actually operate my business very well when I am working on juggling a couple of balls. That the reason why I'm largely so effective in my production, in getting things done, is because I pick a sole project each month and then I move on to the next. So clearly, even though I had this set of things that I wanted to do, I need to remind myself what sets me up for success. But the one thing that I started to realize is how quickly anxiety fills that empty space. And I don't think I'm the only business owner or person who goes through life, right? I think a lot of people who don't even own businesses struggle with this, of this like instantaneous awareness of your to-do list the second you get up and the sort of planning of your to-do list as you go back to sleep. And when you start your day and end your day frenetic, you are contributing to frenetic energy during the day. I largely suspect that this way of starting and ending my days is part of what had me sitting and spinning and getting in my own way during my days. So I wanted to share with you some things that I've been doing over the past, I would say, I think I'm on like night 7 or 9 or so at this point. But what I started to do is I started to intentionally think about, now before I even went to bed and before I did any of this, I started to think about like, what do I wish I had been thinking about before bedtime? How do I want to end my days? Because some people like listening to music, some people like listening, going to sleep to TV or to the podcast or whatever. But what I really like doing and what really resonated with me is, what are my intentions for the day? And I can't get to how I want my tomorrow to be until I let go of my today. So one of the things that I've started to do is back in the day when I worked residential, I had this symbol for myself, and it was this my keys from the business. So as I sort of worked up my way up the ladder, I accumulated more keys, and each key represented more responsibility. And so one of the things I had created for myself when I was leaving work in residential is, when I got home, the moment I put those keys down, I was letting it go. And I was opening myself up to my free time, and anything that I left at work, any hard kid interaction I had, any stressful staff interaction I had, I left it with the keys. So one of the, and it would instantly calm me from head to toe. I could feel the breath kind of just ease through my body. And so one of the things I realized as I was catching myself not completing things, really kind of disorganized and scattered in my thinking, not very typical of me, I created an immediate ritual for myself that worked in that same way. So when I'm now done my work day, I put my hand on my laptop as I close it, and I'm doing the symbolic representation of leaving my keys. Whatever I started and didn't complete, I can pick up. Whatever went my way, I can take with me. Whatever lessons I need to learn, anything that didn't work, any frustrations. And I place my hand on my laptop to symbolic. It's funny, my laptop's here as I'm recording, and as I'm telling you this, I'm putting my hand on my laptop and modeling it for myself. Too bad you can't see this on the podcast. It's kind of silly. But I leave my hand resting on the laptop so that any stress, any worry, I symbolically take from the top of my head. I feel it go down my face, down the back of my neck, down my arm, and I symbolically leave it there until I choose to pick it up tomorrow. And I let go of the worry and I let go of the stress. Then for the remainder of the evening, I'm a creature of habit. I tend to have my routines, and I just walked you through one ritual. You wouldn't be surprised to know there's others. But then the next thing that I do is I start getting ready for dinner, and I start doing the dinner prep. And one of the habits I've started to get into for myself is, as I'm preparing dinner and sort of getting ready into my free time, one of the things I found that I really enjoy doing is just listing the wins of the day. That I've already let go of the parts that were kind of frustrating, that didn't go my way, but what lifted me that day? What brought me some joy? What was and it doesn't even have to be all work related. What made me laugh? What moment of silliness happened? What good moment? So that when my husband comes home and he says, "How was your day?" my lasting impression of my day is a positive one. And then I can lead with a positive interaction. And what that does in the brain is it cements the good, because you are giving it more time, more attention, and more energy. And you're also confirming for yourself that even on those bad days, there's something good. Then, you know, I kind of go about my regular everyday for the rest of the night watching my watching my TV. Highly recommend Bosch on Amazon right now. My husband and I are super into that. We like watched the first 5 seasons in record time, but really good show. So we're usually these days we're watching Bosch and we're waiting for our next show to, I think we have to rediscover, find a new show during the summer doldrums month. But we go about our evening. And then at bedtime, one of the questions I ask myself when I started to feel my days go off the rails is, what would I like to be thinking about at bedtime? How do I want to be going to bed? What do I want to be on my mind? And what I really came to is that I wanted to connect to what's possible. I want to connect to being open, because I think sometimes I run the risk of not being open to opportunities because I do run my life on a to-do list. I do think so specifically. You do hear me be so directive on the show, I think, in that way for myself. And so what I realized is that moment before bed is that moment where you're open to dreams, you're open to possibility, you're open to whatever the universe, whatever you want to call it, your God, your whatever, your leader, might find for you. So what I like to do is, as I'm going to sleep, I just like to say, I'm open to possibility. I'm open to possibility. And I just, because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know, like, I think that, you know, sometimes when we're so focused on our to-do list that we only think about, like, this is the only thing we're looking for. So this is the only thing we see. And we run the risk of ignoring a possibility. So one of the things that I have started to do to calm myself is just to say, open to possibility, with the hope that anything that does become like conscious for me in my waking hours, I will more easily recognize it and see it. But the other thing it does, because I'm not all woo on you, is it confirms for me that I am open to what's next. I am solidifying it as a value, that I am not married to this to-do list of mine, that if another opportunity comes that I think could be good, that I am open and I am willing to contemplate a yes. I don't like going to bed making decisions, so I'm not going to make a commitment to, I'm choosing yes, but I am going to choose to be open. And then when I did the same exercise for myself about what do I imagine, how do I want to start my day? What actually feels good? There's this television commercial on in the United States. I think it's for a granola bar. I don't know what it is, but it's basically this moment where a woman at the start of her day makes a healthy choice for breakfast. She has the choice between the healthy breakfast and the donut. And honestly, if this were me and I were that woman, I'd be choosing the donut. But for the sake of the analogy, we're going to stick with it. And because she makes that one choice, she keeps making good choices throughout her day. What I have learned without a doubt is when I start my day with an enthusiastic energy for my workout, I work out harder, but I also set the tone for my day. When I dread my workout, when I focus on how sore my quads are, or how my, you know, my hands are tight and swollen in the morning because I think arthritis is starting to make its first appearance with me, I don't work out as hard. I take the easy path. And then I seem to, if I follow my pattern of behavior, take the easy path through the rest of the day. I don't go balls to the wall. I don't lead with my ambition. I don't lead with my energy. I just ease into the day. And I think that contributes to getting less done. So in addition to setting the intention at night to being open, in the morning as I'm starting to start my day and put on my workout clothes and get ready for my workout, as I'm choosing to be energetic, I'm choosing to look forward to how the workout is going to make me feel. It is pretty rare that I work out and regret it. People say that that never happens, and I will tell you there are workouts in my repertoire that I absolutely, absolutely regret doing, but it doesn't happen that often. And I am looking forward to how good it's going to feel accomplished, and to start my day. And then the next thing, just to kind of like put the icing on the cake, is I don't look at anything work related until I'm dressed for the day, until I've had my coffee, and until I've sort of you know, whatever that workout glow is, I've calmed down from that. And then I begin my work day. The reason why I took the time to make this a podcast episode isn't to be self-indulgent. It's because I think that the way we approach these things sometimes is mindlessly, without intention. But then we wonder why we're grumpy all the time, or we wonder why we're tired, or we wonder why we're feeling sluggish, because we're not intentional about how we're thinking, where we're putting our intentions, and where we're giving our energy. And then suddenly, when something doesn't feel right and doesn't sit right, we feel lost and confused and behind the eight ball. I like to encourage you guys to lead your lives with intention. How do you want to be thinking? How do you want to be feeling? And how do you want those thoughts and feelings to lead to new actions? I know that this is a little bit of an atypical episode for me. I know that you don't usually hear me talking about this stuff, but I have to tell you, after like less than 2 weeks of doing this every single day, like the way I'm moving through the world is different. And so anything that works for me might work for you too. Thanks for sitting with me and having this conversation today. If you have a question about your days, your life, your business, and you'd like my two cents on it, be sure to find me over at heather@heathergrayconsulting.com. Thanks so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.